This recording, Colorado 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so that made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma Karma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently, stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in Denver, and my grandparents live here, all of them. So I moved here when I was going into sixth grade, so probably I was about 12, and I hated it, and I cried a lot. But then I actually really fell in love with it, and I'm really glad that we moved here. And it's funny because a lot of people will have the same story of they hate it so much and there's nothing to do, but you find stuff to do. And I mean, we all go to the bowling alley a lot, and a lot of time we don't really even bowl. And there's really that, or the swimming pool is like the biggest thing to do, and nobody really goes to the swimming pool. But then we all longboard down Main Street at night. Everybody cruises Main Street in their trucks, all the younger kids, of course. And my mom actually said that she did that when she was younger, that everybody would just pile into a vehicle and just cruise up and down, and everybody sits in the school parking lot and talks, and we always go to the lake, and we always just hang out at people's houses. It's definitely a lot different than, you know, a big city where you can just go to Walmart or the mall or whenever you want and hang out. I mean, you have to really find something to do and use your imagination, but it's a lot of fun, and we have a lot of fun, and we figure stuff out to do.